Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
All right, Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. So this week, this past week was, and last weekend was One Chicago Day, Roger. It was a very, very cool event where they do it once a year where you get to talk to all the cast members of Chicago Fire, PD, and Chicago Med. And they do it at CineSpace and the properties adjacent to CineSpace. And so, you know, for, you know, some of the time you're interviewing people, then they let you go kind of behind the scenes and do some interesting things and some stunts and stuff. So, you know, and I'll be posting these over the next month or so. But for Fire, David Eigenberg, if you know actor David Eigenberg, he's been in Chicago a long time and was on Sex and the City and... now on Chicago Fire, he had me try on an entire, like, Chicago firefighters.
Those are heavy.
Yeah, it was like, oh, by the time I had all the equipment, I was like 100 and some pounds on top. And then he's like, all right, now run up the stairs. I'm like, oh, no, yeah, I'm not going to be doing that.
You don't even run up the stairs at home.
No, I don't. I don't. But it was really cool. I mean, it was great doing that. Yeah. And then Eamon Walker, who is the captain, had me kick in a door. Which was cool, you know. So they have the set people there too, and all the prop people, and they're doing all that. Then I went over to the PD set, and our friend LaRoyce Hawkins, who does our show quite frequently, had me, like, it was like someone barricaded themselves in a room, and then you had equipment that you had to knock the door down.
Oh, with that big battering ram thing.
That's exactly what it is. Yep. And then the medical stuff. And last year I did a. It was a cesarean birth, so it's the fake blood. It was all over my smock, and then all the actors kind of took their hands and wiped their hands all over my smock. It was pretty gross.
Lovely,
yeah. And then they had me intubate a patient, so there's medical people on staff, and so you got this dummy, and they're having you, you know, put the tube down the throat and stuff. It was definitely interesting. But then Monday night got invited to an event at Prime and Provisions, which is this very cool steakhouse, and you're literally hanging out with all the cast and just having cocktails and eating and just schmoozing. And it's a really great day because, you know, if you are, you know, part of the media and you're fans of the show, you're certainly spending that kind of quality time with all these folks. So I watch probably Fire and PD more than I watch Med. I do watch Med, but it's more of hit or miss. I'm a little more behind on PD. I watch probably more Fire. My wife watches all three shows.
Oh, really?
Okay. And probably biggest fan of PD. And my wife doesn't watch a lot of television. She doesn't. So, you know, maybe when she's doing laundry or whatever and she's home, she'll throw it on in the background for background noise and listens and watches, you know, part of the show. But, yeah, we don't sit down and watch a lot of television. We just don't have time. Yeah. And so when we walked in there, I was with... Jeff Hoover from the WGN Morning News and his wife Tracy, and Lori walked in the room and she's immediately giddy, like she's a fan, and she's seeing everybody all around the room, and you know, Jesse Lee Sofer and Taylor Kinney and Joe Manoso and all. Yeah, so Camille, as soon as I said Taylor Kinney, yeah, all my nieces said on Facebook, did you see Taylor Kinney? Oh my God, right? What? Okay, but Taylor Kinney was on a soap opera, wasn't he, originally?
I just know who he is because he was engaged to Lady Gaga.
That's true. That's
but not
true.
Anymore.
No, he was. No. And she used to come to town and do the polar plunge all the time.
But he was on Days of Our Lives or General Hospital or one of the shows. Can you look that up? I can't remember which one it was. But anyway, so I'm looking across the room, and I'm looking at John Seda, who just rejoined Chicago PD, and... My wife walks over and she's like, oh my gosh. And she's hugging him. And he's standing now. He knows me and he looks at me. He's like, he looks at me like this stunned look, like, who is this? And I kind of mouth, it's my wife. Just, you know, it's just, you know, so they're like, oh, okay. You know, just not
some woman that just kind of
some
threw
crazy
her arms
stalker.
Her.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, she is hysterical because she's so ingrained in these shows that she just, you know, and that's true. When,
sure.
when you're ingrained in a show, like, you know, when I was watching The Sopranos and I saw James Gandolfini when I was in New York, mm-hmm. I wanted to walk up to him and be like, Tony! These are the conversations I have a hard time with when I am a fan mm-hmm. of something and I'm interviewing that person. So just a little side note, 95, I had just moved back here from New York. I was just starting to date my wife and I was in the record industry.
Right.
And Rhino Records was putting out some records. It was all based on Nick at Night. So it was
Dick
Van Dyke record, show record, mm-hmm. and songs from the 60s. It was the Happy Days mm-hmm. record and songs from Happy Days. So there was a listening party, and that's what I used to go to a lot. And there was one in Milwaukee, and it was with the cast of Happy Days. And here it is in 95. This is a show, you know, in the 70s that I grew up with religiously, like everybody else. It was the number one show on television. Mm-hmm. And it was more pop culture type of show, of course. And mm-hmm. my wife wasn't my wife at the time. She's like, where are we going? What are we doing? And she's not a TV person at all. Mm-hmm. She's a book person and art person, and we could care less about television. But I said, well, we're going to this listening party, and I think the cast of Happy Days is going to be there. And we walked in the room, and she was like, wait a minute, what? And, you know, as soon as I walked in the door, there was Marion Ross, Mrs. C.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and she's hugging people on the way in, and there's Tom Bosley and Aaron Moran and Pat Morita and mm-hmm. Anson Williams. And it was kind of surreal. And so when I get around these people, especially when you grow up with them, it's kind of tough. But
yeah, very tough.
The way they've integrated you into these shows, especially over the years, you really know everybody, and I think that's just brilliant. Yeah. So here's what we did. So we talked to some of these stars, and mm-hmm. And I asked, you know, some of the actors who I had on, which was we'll start off with Kara Kilmer. Ooh, did you hear that?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay.
I'm trying to fix something up
okay,
here.
Okay, all right. So Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mayo, a star on Chicago Fire. And all right, so this week the show ended in a cliffhanger. So spoiler alert if you're a fan of the show and haven't seen it. But and I'm just going to read this off. These names might mean nothing to you, but let me just say. So Dawson discovers that there's that the stabbing victim she and Brett had been called to save was none other than her father. Stella was unexpectedly transferred out of the firehouse to the Chicago Fire Department's PR department in a secret plot orchestrated by another character. And Casey and Herman, after they went digging for answers about that move, they found out that there's some scheming going on and all kinds of good stuff. So the drama never ends on the show. So we sat down with five of the series stars, as I said, Joe Manosso, Yuri Sardaroff, Kara Kilmer, Miranda Ray Mayo, and David Eigenberg. And first we spoke to Kara Kilmer and Miranda, who plays Stella. And I asked Miranda about her shifting role on Chicago Fire from firefighter to a role in public relations.
I was really excited to play such a departure from myself. Like, if you were to give me Miranda a day speaking to the press, it's really not that big of a deal to me. But Stella, it is not her forte. It is not what she wants to do. She would much rather be working in a very physical manner to help people. She wants to pull people out of buildings. I think that that's one of the things that has helped keep her sober. When, you know, she used to have a drug problem, and you kind of see in the episode she has a moment where she falls into her vices and numbing out a little bit. I was really excited.
So Kara Kilmer, who plays firefighter Roger Brett, I'm going to be very honest and say I have a little mini crush on her. But I'm just going to say it.
All right. Platonic.
Yes, but in the show, she's had a romance with John Seda from Chicago PD, mm-hmm. and now that you know there was a series for a while called Chicago Justice, and now they've taken those characters they've morphed them back into the other shows and. Now that John Seda is back on PD, you know, a lot of fans have asked, what does the future hold for these two characters from Fire and PD, and are they going to hook up again?
I do know. I do. The fall finale will give you a clue as to how they cross paths again. And I want to say that that is purely because the fans like that relationship so much. And look, I'll tell you how this goes. Since season one, basically everybody just sits around and tries to come up with new ways to get John Seda back on fire. And so, you know, it's like, is Gabby in trouble? No, we've done that. We're under attack? No, we've done that. Okay, Kara, it's time for you to take one for the team and be in a relationship.
And she's like,
oh no. It is an absolute privilege getting to work with John. He is such a professional. He's got such a good attitude. Everybody loves him, and so it's always fun to get to work with him. I think the dynamic of the relationship will be a little bit different, and obviously the first go round, she's taken it very seriously, and which is fine. That's very Sylvie, and I think this even the device with Hope, even at the end of this last episode, I think what you'll see overall in this season for Sylvie is just that she's kind of having to depart from some of her hometown expectations about life, about love, and having to move into more of a big city mentality. And she's finding her footing and standing in her power. And then in walks Antonio.
So these characters, and like most TV dramas, they can spend 15, 18 hours a day together, 5-6 days a week. I mean, these are long days until you're called. I mean, it could be 8 hours, and you're on scene, you're on set, or you're on location someplace. So there's something to be said for these people when they're spending that time off the air together and off the screen, and how much that bonding really does help them and their relationships on the screen.
It is very important. It's I think it's also nice for the crew, like, The actors can really set the tone for what the attitude is going to be like on set. Like, if we're grumpy and whiny, it just makes the day go slow. And when we're standing out there in, like, negative 20 degrees for long hours, it just... I think that the fire that we often warm ourselves around is humor. And so it's equally something for them to write from, but also our survival technique.
Yes.
Okay.
We do... like each other very much.
So Joe Manosso, who's been on our show before, he plays Joe Cruz, a really, really sweet guy. I mean, nice guy. He was one of the first guys, and I'm trying to think of when it was. I was either filling in, this is years ago, like maybe 4 years ago, for either Pete McMurray or Patty, and I can't remember who it was, but the show's just premiered, and I said, can you come down and do it live? And he's like, well, let me see when I'm on. Well, he was working up to about a half hour before he came down, and then had to go back and finish his scene at like midnight, and then they had to be up in the morning to do a morning scene. But he came in studio for that full half hour. Really nice people. But him and Yuri Sardarov, first time on our show, plays firefighter Otis. I asked them, because the series is now in its sixth season, and that's long for a drama now, you know, to be on the air. And what does it feel like to be on one of TV's longest running dramas right now?
Oh, wow. There's only like a couple of other dramas that have been around for as long as we have at this point. And it was like, wow, I kind of a badge of honor. I wear it proudly.
No, I remember that swath of pilots that we started out with 6 years ago, and we were like, man, I wonder which one's gonna.
Yeah.
And now they're all gone, right? Or wait, so was it Scandal with us? Was Scandal our year?
Scandal was before us. They were a year before us. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like they're one of the few that it's like, you know, besides like dramas for sure.
Dramas. We're the number one. Oh, wait. Blacklist, I think.
No, Blacklist was after us.
Wow. We're the last ones. Yeah. We're the last ones standing. Dick Wolf, man.
Exactly.
Dick Wolf is a maverick.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know, and then I asked, you know, these characters, and they're so much fun on the show. I asked them, you know, how do you want to see, like, as an actor, you know, you're obviously waiting, a lot of these guys, am I going to get a bigger role in this episode? You know, they're, you know, because each one, they kind of rotate through who they're focusing on. But it's also about character development. And I asked them, you know, how they'd like to see their characters, especially after six seasons, continue to develop.
I love where we're headed. This year, we're doing less incidents. and we are doing more character work. And I think we all really appreciate that. This has definitely been the most expansive character season for me, and I know for Joe. We're getting a lot of storylines, a lot of callbacks to earlier seasons. There's a lot of payoffs for longtime fans. It's been really lovely getting to just work with everybody and kind of let our chemistry and our, you know, our individual charisma sort of show off on screen.
I think a great example of kind of where we are and where we're building to, I think, is the scene where everybody's trying to keep Leon away from me in the bunk room, mm-hmm. and I show up with this like sandwich to a who goes to bed to eat a sandwich. But there was so much work that everyone took a part in, you know, like Sandy Bookstable, who just finished directing right now, was the director for that episode, and he's been with us for seasons, you know, he's been with us since season one, so he really understands our dynamic, and it was so fun watching Christian like bring all this to the table and having and Yuri and all, and it was a full-on farce. Like, I mean, it's like opening and closing of doors and people running in and out of, you know, and when we get to explore stuff like that, which we are getting to do more of, because we get to expand storylines that are a little bit more involved in the characters, it's, you can't ask for better work.
I was told that I have a great storyline coming up, and I can't tell you what it is, but this storyline has excited me more than any other that I've ever gotten. I know this was like...
actually gets to go on the mission to Mars. I said it.
Yeah. And they tell me there's fires on Mars, and I go, and I get there, and I'm like, oh, come on, guys! And that's the end of the episode.
That's the end of the episode.
No, but I know Dick had a hand in sort of crafting it. It was something that he wanted to show on screen. So this year, they're really pulling out all the stops. Well, our executive producer over there, Derek, loves coming and being like, hey, buddy, so we're thinking about writing this thing for you, and it's this and that, and then you're going to do that. And you just see everyone.
Oh, it's like,
you when Derek corners somebody, you see their eyes just kind of go, yeah? Oh, my God. No. And then Zumba's coming back? Oh, no. Like, it's the best.
Well, what's funny is, like, you know, Derek is kind of our biggest fan. Like, he really, truly just is so excited about sharing with us, like, what they figured out and how they're gonna... I apologize for that. I don't know. We were probably that loud, if not louder.
We were louder. The best thing about this season, frankly, is we've had a lot of turnaround. Our Camera One operator, Reza Tabrizi, is now our executive producer. He started out with us as a camera operator. And, like, we were, you know... worried about, well, you know, how is this season going to
There were a lot of changes.
Out? There's a lot of changes.
Seasons
we moved to Thursdays.
Right.
And a couple days ago, we found out we got 3 more episodes on top of our 20. And we haven't gotten 3. We got 4 in season 1.
2 or 3 years,
And then we got 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, and now we get 3. So it's really kind of a confirmation that we're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
All right, so then I asked Joe, you know, after the 6th season, was the work still challenging? Because these guys, I mean, they're doing a lot of their own stunts. I mean, in Chicago here, I mean, they do have stunt people to do the real serious stuff, but a lot of these guys are doing their own thing, and they're young, so they can do it. But I asked if it was still challenging.
You know, I got to tell you, man, like, it's like, I've done stuff on this show as this character that is just so across the spectrum of drama and comedy and... And even like effects work and stunt work and like I've gotten to do so many things. It's hard for me to imagine where you go, like, honestly. And I'm whatever comes my way, I'll be more than happy to do. I'm the great fortune of being an actor who gets to kind of do everything on this show. Whatever they bring my way, I'll be happy to do.
So David Eigenberg, who's one of the stars of Chicago Fire, and my wife loves him because he was on Sex and the City for years. So he's one of the very familiar faces on Fire. He plays Christopher Herman, firefighter. And talked to him a little bit about the writing on the show. And, you know, always curious. You know, some shows say, you know what, they get to have a little input on their character and they can talk to writers about some suggestions, recommendations, and I asked him if actors on this show ever get a chance to chime in on the direction of their character.
You know, sometimes what they write is crazy, and I have to go like, because sometimes they write a little bit like the logic of it is like a Herman logic, and sometimes I'm not exactly sure what that logic is, so I'm trying to track it, and then sometimes they'll write something that doesn't make, I'll be like, if they were here, I'd be like, I wish they would just cut this line and cut that line. Because sometimes on television they overwrite. I didn't say that. But then when they do it, then I'll be like, then when they do the edit, they'll cut that line. And I always go like, if they were just here and if they would listen to me, which they won't.
I was going to say, do you get to put your two cents in?
No, no. They could care less what we think. We're just well-paid Muppets. They don't care at all.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Thank God for the well-paid part.
Yes, exactly. And that's why I tell the young ones, listen, do your job, man. It's all good. They don't care what we think about.
You know, Chicago's become such a destination for television shows. I mean, we got so much going on as far as production here.
Yeah.
Just last week, I want to mention this. The city council came up, came up at a budget hearing that having... the street closures for these shows and the parking bans and the lost parking meter revenue that it might not be worth the trouble to have them here. And I'm thinking,
what?
Are you kidding me? So when you look at the revenue,
right.
$28 million in direct tax revenue, $500 million in economic activities, 13,000 city jobs. And they're saying since 2011, it could be over $1.5 billion in revenue. And she's like, well, I'm tired of telling people they can't park in their own neighborhoods. And one of the aldermen,
come
get out of
on.
Here. It's driving economic, you know, business here. But I asked David, I said, so, you know, working in Chicago, it's different. People love working in New York. They work in Toronto. They work in Los Angeles. Working in Chicago is different, of course, because of the seasons and so forth.
Sure.
And I asked, when they get here, you know, because David knows the city. So where do you like to take them? Where do you like to hang out?
Well, I would always tell actors it's a great city to come work in. But, you know, actors, we're tramps and whores and gypsies. So we just go where the work is. Chicago is a great place to land. There are other cities in America that I would prefer not to work in. I'm a neighborhood guy. So, I mean, I love downtown. But I went to Pilsen yesterday and I went to the Mexican Museum and... I like the things off the beaten path. I like the people of Chicago. Downtown is cool, but it's kind of like more of a postcard than it is. To me, it's not really Chicago. I've gotten in trouble before for saying that Lincoln Park is not really Chicago. But they can kiss my ass if they don't like it. I don't really care. I live in Bucktown, which some people would say is not really Chicago either. So, I don't know. But you know, there's real Chicago. Chicago is I'm a little bit of a Chicago history buff. And I've read a lot about Chicago, and I know that, I mean, if you really want to start to understand Chicago, just pick up Nelson Algren's Chicago City on the Make, and you'll start to understand the history of why there's always problems in Chicago. But that's what makes it a great city. The art museums are great, the restaurants are great, but I just like the people to see, meet the people. If I wanted to really meet Chicago, I take them to meet a firefighter, a real firefighter. That's Chicago. The people of Chicago.
Real neighborhoods.
Yeah, real neighborhoods. Real people. Mount Greenwood, Addison Park, the South Side, West Garfield Park. You know, there's great people all over the city. It's a huge geographical landscape here. If that's even...
Nice shout out to Edison Park, which was nice. And with all the films, shows that are filmed in Chicago, these casts work all together because they do a lot of crossover episodes. And I said, what's it like getting to know all these people and working with these guys every day?
Listen, I love these guys. So we've all kind of came up together. We're almost all the 50 and over, like from Begay to Elias Koteas to Ollie Platt. We all either know of each other or know each other. Like I know Elias Koteas 30 years. We all know people that that have worked with, I've admired Ollie Platt. He's friends with friends of mine and I've always admired his work. When they brought him in, I was like, that's a home run. Yeah. And, I was thoroughly impressed, but, love seeing everybody. We really like each other. You know, there's not a lot of Hollywood crap going on here. I'm sure some people have publicists, but they're not Hollywood publicists. So you don't see the one, you know, you don't see everybody getting primped and, you know, the girls got to look, you know, good because that's part of the product of Hollywood, but they're not like carrying on.
There it is, my friends from Chicago Fire. All right, it's daylight saving time has ended. So it's actually now 2:03 and we're going to hit a couple quick spots and we'll be back after this.